On January the 15th and 16th, there will be a community education gathering at the Kittigong ZB School. And in the studio is Gilbert Whitehawk to talk about that today. Gilbert, can you tell me what is a community education gathering?
Well, a community education gathering is to allow the community to come together to hear and discuss some of the issues regarding First Nations education and in particular education in our community. And what we've tried to do this year, as we did 2 years ago, is to have some topics that are, we believe, of interest and of concern to the community. So beginning on January 15th at 1 p.m., we will be addressing the issue of the Aboriginal language in our community, and in particular the CORE program, which is the program that goes on at Casey School, as well as the immersion program that's going on at the Mokasege School. We have invited Ruth Norton from the Assembly of First Nations to come and give an overview of what's occurring across Canada regarding Aboriginal languages and literacy. Certainly, there is a concern by all First Nations regarding this issue. We will also be having Pauline DeConti, who will give an overview of the community situation, and in particular the CORE program again and the immersion program. And also, Berta Tanascon will be coming in to give a presentation on the Cultural Education Center, where it's at, where it might go. Now, following those presentations, we will be holding workshops because we need to hear from the community, from the students, and also in particular, and very importantly, from the elders regarding this issue. And we're putting out a special invitation to elders to attend because we need their insight and understanding on this issue to guide us in years to come. So in the afternoon at around 2 o'clock, workshops will be held to discuss this issue and to arrive at directives so that our community leaders can make decisions on what attitudes and actions should be taken toward our language concerns.
So this is an invitation for anyone in the community to attend, that to anyone who's interested in education, right?
That is right, and interested in overall. It's not because it's being held at the Kittigong ZB School that it should be limited only to parents who come from, who send their children to Kittigong ZB School. It's really intended for everyone. We're trying to, the idea is to develop a community plan regarding development of our Aboriginal languages. Exactly where do we want to go? What are we prepared to commit to this plan? And we need to know really where we're going.
Like, in other words, it's a long range plan for especially the language part.
Exactly. And we want to be able to put that down on paper and then come back to the community and say, here's what the directives you've given us. Now, are we in line to what you've said? And are we now prepared to commit ourselves both by human resources and by the dollars to make this work?
And on Saturday, January the 16th, what's on the agenda for that one?
Well, maybe just before moving to Saturday, I want to mention that on the evening of Friday, the 15th of January, there will be a potluck supper at the school at 5:30, followed by a social evening. We are presently in the process of confirming a drum group and two drum groups coming from Ottawa, and that should be an enjoyable evening, and everyone is welcome again. Now, as we move into Saturday morning at 9 o'clock, and this is January 16th, between 9 and 11 o'clock, we have invited a special guest again, Dr. Lawrence Liberman, whose specialty is special education, and he will be coming in to speak about school and parents' responsibilities and that whole area of special education and the many concerns that parents have about whether or not the needs of their children are being met by the school system, and especially those parents who have children who have special needs. And Dr. Liberman will give insights and words of encouragement to everyone on this issue. Now, a lunch will be served at the school on Saturday, and moving into the afternoon, we will be dealing with the issue of post-secondary education. Post-secondary education is of great concern at this time because of the government's present position to limit funding to post-secondary education. So we've invited Alfred Linklater, who's the Director of Education of the Assembly of First Nations, to again come in to give us an overview of what's happening across Canada regarding this issue, and Lise Bastien, who's the Director of the First Nations Education Council, to give an overview of what's happening among First Nations in Quebec. I would strongly encourage post-secondary students in particular, as well as all parents, to attend this session, because it affects all of us, it affects the whole community. Because as it stands now, the government is moving to limiting the amount of funding that will be made available to young people to pursue education. Already across Canada, some 3,000 Aboriginal students have been denied funding to go to post-secondary education, and it is projected that next year that will go up to 6,000. We have always maintained that post-secondary education funding support is a right, and we will not just deal with it as a program, it's a right. And now we have to develop strategies beginning at the community level to try to ensure that this funding is made available to all students who are accepted at the post-secondary level. And post-secondary level means college and university. We have to make sure that our young people have the opportunity to access those training and those higher levels of education in their future.
So in recapping, on Friday, January the 15th, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, one of your guest speakers will be Ruth Norton, you said?
Well, everything is launched at 1 o'clock on Friday the 15th. And with Ruth Norton coming in, yes, and Pauline DeConti and Berta Tanasco that day, and followed up by workshops.
And on Saturday, once again, for the guest speakers on Saturday?
The guest speaker on Saturday morning, Dr. Lawrence Liberman, coming in to speak on special ed. And in the afternoon, Alfred Linkletter and Lise Bastien coming to discuss the issue of post-secondary education.
Gilbert Wadek, thank you very much for dropping in.
Miigwech. The Kitigan Zibi Education Council invites everyone to attend the upcoming community education gathering to be held on the afternoon of January 15th and Saturday, January 16th. Come and share your thoughts and ideas on the issues of First Nations education with other members of the community. We can grow and share together. Don't forget that the community education gathering is coming up tomorrow, January 15th. And Saturday, January 16th, please participate. This is an important issue.
Population that has accepted that over the years, it's just not as hidden as in Saint-Mont-Laurier or in Ottawa.
And what becomes to the drugs that are seized by the RCMP?
Annually, we destroy the drugs that we seize. This is usually done by an incinerator. We'll burn them in Mont-Laurier. We have two big wood paneling factories there. The McLaren's is actually where we burn our drugs. So we burn our drugs in their big fires, basically. That's once a year, and then we start all over again.
I understand you've been to the school, and you've been showing some videos. Do you mind explaining them to me?
No problem. The way the drug program works now is we aim to police, and basically we do things per two groups of classes at a time. We can't give the same conference to all the kids because their level of comprehension and of understanding of different drugs are different at different ages. From grades 2 to 4, we have a video called Mr. Finley's Pharmacy, which basically explains the drugs that you have at home in your cupboards, in your pharmacy, and warns the kids not to touch them, and if they do have to touch them, how to use them and how to get parents' permission. The next one is actually a cartoon. It's called All Stars Rescue. It's a compilation of all your Warner Brothers favorites like Winnie the Pooh and Sesame Street and Smurfs and all that. And in this story, they come to life to help out a real life boy and girl get off drugs. And it's a half an hour long, and it's a really, really smart video. And that also is aimed at grades 2 to 4. In grade 5 to 6, we have a video that's called Choose. And in this one, it's two kids, a boy and a girl, that are playing a video game. And they get sucked into the video game, and the video game is called Life. And they actually play real life situations where they're faced with decisions on taking alcohol, smoking cigarettes, and smoking marijuana. And it's basically to show the kids not only to say no, but how to say no. Because if you just say no, the typical question after that would be why. We want to show the kids that there's ways of saying no that they won't have to answer why after. So that's the Choose video. And the video that I'll be showing this afternoon to grades 7, 8, or 9 is a video called Open Flame. And Open Flame is a 26-minute video which shows actual cases of kids at high school age that were on drugs and are not on drugs anymore, and they're telling their real life stories on how they kicked a habit. And we're hoping that the honest approach with the young people of this age will basically pay off, and that they'll stay off drugs altogether.
And we'd like to thank Mr. Ewart from the Royal Canadian Mounted Police Detachment from Mont-Laurier from coming all the way down here for Drug Awareness Week.
It's everybody's concern. AIDS affects us all. And we're going to have to start looking at those realities really closely. I'm happy to have had the opportunity to come out here. And I feel real good about the warm welcome that I received here. So I don't have any bad feelings about a small crowd. It's a small town.
We thank you very much, Michael Smith.
My pleasure.
If you're concerned about AIDS, call Shirley Tolley at the Health Center, 449-5593, or Michael Smith, the AIDS Committee of Ottawa, area code 613-238-5014. Thank you for listening. I'm Charles Morey for CKWE Radio.